Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. TGIF, isn't it wonderful? News, information, and comment coming your way. Call a friend. Tell them we're on the air. But first this. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. Remember that? Still do. You need to be excited about your faith, my friend. I think some of the worst problems that we have getting people to Christ or to church is people who are not excited about their faith in Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't you be? You were on your way to hellbound, and somehow God intervened. Use something, use someone to get you to Jesus Christ. Have you done that? Have you ever been saved? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is it today, my friend. What a great way to start a Friday. Get saved today. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Let's do it. What in the world is going on? He did it. President Trump is in office. He had the Houthis in the Middle East designated as a foreign terrorist, okay? Triggering leftists across this country, the New America, as well as 22 aid groups operating in Yemen, who all demanded that designation be removed. These are not terrorists. When Joe Biden took office, first thing he did was just that, remove the terrorist designation. Now, they've stormed the American embassy in Yemen, seizing large quantities of equipment and materials. The report, which noted, isn't it great that America is back and the adults are back in charge? Question mark. America is back, all right. All the way back to 1979. The last time we had such a weak, weak president that enemies of the United States stormed one of our embassies and took him hostage for over a year. Remember that? These wild-eyed terrorists are backed by the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the attack came only days after they kidnapped three Yemeni nationals affiliated with the U.S. Embassy. Now, they're not terrorists. Pass those peanuts, will you? One more death in that demonic concert at Astroworld, Houston, Texas. One more. 22-year-old Maharte Shinami died Wednesday night from injuries sustained at the concert. The message that we want to communicate is clear. We want justice. That's what the family's saying. She needs justice. We want to make sure that the people who decided to put profits over the safety of the lives of children, well, think about abortion here, the lives over children and youth are held accountable for their callous disregard for life. That's the new America, the flood of evil people. That happens every day, getting worse every day. Lives. Right behind money, disregard for life. Yeah. Anytime you get away from the Bible, you're going to have this, and we're getting way away from the Bible. What side are you on? Terrorists are those who love America. A 71-year-old Vietnam veteran, political Biden prisoner, is pleading for freedom. According to the Gateway Pundit, his name is Lonnie Kaufman, told his story recently, sent a letter to the Gateway Pundit, which explained he's being held unconstitutionally with no bond. And here's the thought. We are not domestic terrorists like these people are saying. We are patriots. We love the United States of America. We need your support. At issue are dozens, perhaps hundreds of people arrested at the Capitol on and since January the 6th. That was the date President Trump held a morning rally, told fans to protest congressional plans to adopt a challenged voting count that would make Joe Biden president peacefully. Hundreds entered the Capitol, sometimes as security officers held the doors open for them. Others broke some windows, doors to enter, and vandalized parts of rooms, no question. Part of the issue is that many of those have been held without bond in Washington jails ever since that day, despite procedures that call for bond hearings and release and a trial. Conversely, federal prosecutors mostly gave free passes to thousands of Black Lives Matter activists who rioted in hundreds of cities coast to coast over the course of 2020, causing damage estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars. What is the difference? Who are the terrorists or the bad guys, and who are those standing for freedom in America? It's just very confusing today, isn't it? Turn to the one who's in charge, the prince of the power of the air, and yep, right there he is. What side are you on? Let's go back to Black Lives Matter. Prominent leaders of that group in New York City promised violence. There you go. If Mayor-elect Eric Adams brought back the city's anti-crime unit, if he thinks that we're going to go back to the old ways of policing, then we are going to take these streets back again. That's Hawk Newsom, who co-founded Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, threatened violence. There you go. There's going to be riots. There's going to be fires. There's going to be bloodshed because we believe in defending our people. Who's right here now? The anti-crime unit was a division of the New York City Police Department that used plainclothes officers to investigate and respond to violent crime. The unit shut down in June 2020 following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Adams, a former New York police officer, said he planned to bring the unit back. Gonna bring it back. We should not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Having a good anti-crime team will continue to take guns off the streets, said the future mayor. We can do it right. We'll get it right, and we'll make sure our city is safe. Well, that ain't gonna happen, but it sounds good. Yeah. Black Lives Matter. Gonna burn, loot, and kill. Okay. Well, here we go again. The warnings are out for this winter. Yep, the COVID thing is, actually the Delta variant, is taking charge out in the Mountain West and up north, and they say it's just going to be a horrible winter. The plandemic, which just is going to hang around by one name or another forever. It's getting top billing with the lefty loonies today. Trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and other southern states that bore the worst of the summer surge. But it's clear now that the Delta variant isn't done with this country. The pandemic is moving everywhere. Yeah, okay. And speaking of the lefty loonies, how about Jonathan Carls, ABC's Jonathan Carls, his forthcoming book, Betrayal, the final act of the Trump show? Yeah, they're bringing you news that is unbiased on ABC every day. Bah humbug. One excerpt from Vanity Fair said that the Trump campaign flew in Herman Cain, a prominent Republican who co-anchored the coalition Black Voices for Trump, who attended a Tulsa rally last year, according to the book. He, along with many other attendees, were photographed at the event, and, well, boy, it was the Donald Trump rally that killed Herman Cain because he contracted COVID right after being at the rally, and now many of the Trump staffers are saying, we killed Herman Cain. This makes for great news. You conservatives, you bad, bad dudes out there. Yeah, these people are evil. You're left, you're right. It's hard to be anywhere in between anymore. We killed Herman. Oh, good grief. The worldly experts seem to have the idea. Here is how it's supposed to work. Mankind is supposed to say absolutely no to children. World population, they write, must be stabilized and ideally gradually reduced. And to this end, they urge internal bodies of governments to make family planning services, abortion, available to all people. If that sounds like a state-run population control system, it absolutely is. Ironically, the call comes at a time when developed nations are already saying no to children at an unprecedented rate, and not for environmental reasons. In fact, an increasing number of demographers are now convinced that we're on the brink of global population bust. We've pointed out many times that childless society brings devastating economic, social, and spiritual consequences, certainly against the word of God, abortion. In a survey reported last year in the New York Times, one of the main reasons young respondents give for wanting fewer children or not having it at all was the desire for, more leisure. As one woman put it, she'd rather be traveling with her fiancé, focusing on her job and education, and playing with her cats than having kids. Increasingly, in a culture habituated towards self-interest and sexual freedom, children are now viewed as curses rather than blessings, as obstacles to achieving dreams, finding happiness, and even now keeping the planet cool. You know, it's just hard to believe some of these things in the new America. I'm glad I'm saved. How about you? The doctor says that it's Amazon's algorithms that caused him from being an aspiring doctor to a man in a wheelchair today, just trying to stay alive day to day. Anne's Reno was in the back seat of his brother's Tesla Model 7 when they stopped behind a disabled car on Atlanta's busy Interstate 75, and seconds later, a blue Amazon.com delivery van slammed into them from behind, mangling that car. What a mess. His brother, father, taken to Wellstar Kettlestone Hospital, and Reyna bore the brunt of the collision. So they're suing Amazon overall because of algorithms, saying you got to get here at this time or else if you want your job or you're going to be fired. And it's quite a story. Amazon is quite the company, one of the biggest in the world, and they make things happen. And are they to blame, even though this was a sub-leased contractor delivering for Amazon? I don't know. We'll see in the days ahead. In business news, the streaming this and streaming that market has almost reached saturation, they say. Things are slowing down with every company on the old tube there. I just noticed this one when Biden signed that $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Monday. He was putting into effect the government's biggest push ever in drunk driving. Yeah, around 10,000 people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. Automakers are going to be required now to install technology in the new cars that detects and prevents intoxicated drivers from hitting the road. I didn't know that. That'll be good. Oh, Flippy, we haven't talked about him for a while. The kitchen assistant robot serving up another partnership from McDonald's over to Buffalo Wild Wings. They say Flippy is forecast to increase their food production 10 to 20%. Go Flippy. And now, thoughts from here and there. Today, stop, reflect, and ask yourself, did I remember to buy bacon? Spurgeon got it right. It's the whole job of the whole church to preach the whole gospel to the whole world. Something to this one. The moment you put a stop to people taking advantage of you and disrespecting you is when they defy you as difficult and selfish or crazy. Manipulators really do hate boundaries. Tim Tebow, what God knows about us is far more important than what others think about us. And to my kids, if I had to choose between loving you and breathing, I would use my last breath to tell you I love you. Do you think mankind has a yearning for God inside all? We'll talk about it. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. Well, next Friday this time, we're going to be out in Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in... No, they'll be recording all the messages and people will see and hear it all over the country. Yeah, looking forward, Southwest Radio Church, Sunrise Bible Church, Dr. Billy Crone. Looking forward to that next Saturday and Sunday. Going to be a great time. Going to speak on the media, our involvement as a news anchor, etc. on Saturday, and then the New America Flood of Evil speaking on Sunday. Going to be a great time. Pray for us there if you're out in the Las Vegas area, or come join us at Sunrise Saturday and Sunday. Bible Conference, Prophecy Bible Conference, Southwest Radio Church. And a big thank you to all of you who continue to pray. And boy, just great things happening at Greg Patton Ministries, and we are so blessed and so honored to be a small part. And a big thanks to all of you. Here's something for all of us to think about today. Within every person is a yearning for God. Do you think that's true? Well, let me ask you this. At what point in our lives do we begin to hunger and thirst for the things of God? Do you think it begins when you're saved, salvation? I don't think that it does, because in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21, God says, "The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise." Now, if God made us for himself, naturally he would place within us then a desire for him, wouldn't he? So if this hungering and thirsting does not begin when a person gets saved, it must be present when we're born. Now, this would mean that every single person has within himself, then, a yearning for God. Now, perhaps you're thinking, If I did not know God until later on in life, how did I possibly have a hunger for him before I ever knew him? This concept may be difficult to grasp at first, but it's no less true. God places a desire for himself within every person. He creates it. It's also true that while some people discover and embrace this desire for God, others never do in their whole lifetime. Let me give you an example. When a child is brought up in a home where he or she is exposed to the Word of God, a home in which the Bible is read and prayers are said and lifted up to Almighty God, this child's going to realize very early in life that God has a place, a purpose, and a plan for his life. This child will comprehend that the most important thing in life then is a relationship with God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And having begun to understand God's place in his or her life, then this child will begin to think progressively about God and the loving relationship he offers. I was listening to Charles Stanley recently. He said this happened in his life. He said he began attending church at a young age, even before he knew what was going on. I listened to a lot of sermons. I also have early memories of my mother and her Bible. She would read it to me, even though I did not actually understand the things she was saying. She would also pray for me and call my name out before Almighty God. Without even knowing she was doing so, my mother was helping me to recognize the specific desire and the hunger within me, which was for God. At the age of 12, I trusted Jesus as Savior. My decision was part of the progression of that inborn desire for God that He placed in my heart. I can remember one of my childhood friends, however, who grew up with parents that did not go to church. They did not talk about the Bible or about God at all. When I told this friend that I had been saved, he said, "I don't want to hear about that." Even though God had planted a desire for himself within both of our hearts, our lives took different paths. While my mother was wise enough to feed and water my desire for God, my friend was not so fortunate. He ended up in prison. No interest in God. Unfortunately, this situation is not uncommon. When a child has no relationship with God and no one talks to him about God, he begins to look to the things of the world and what it has to offer. And the world has a tremendous menu from which we can feast or drink if we choose to do so. I used to say in my revival messages, compared it this way. I grew up in the 50s and we had black and white TV. And my goodness, when color first came, it was unbelievable. That's the way it is. God appears to so many to be a black and white, and today's color TV with hundreds, if not thousands, of channels to tune into, this is a rough way to go. Satan is a great deceiver. If we don't realize that God has placed within our hearts hunger and thirst that are only satisfied by Him, we will likely make choices based upon what looks appetizing and appealing to us. Give me that color TV. When we do that, we're going to find that Satan's offerings are very plentiful. His menu out there, oh, money, power, prestige, all kinds of addictions. And he whispers to you today, seek after these things and you're going to be a happy man or woman. Whatever it takes, feeling good should be your number one priority, says the devil. Christian, we should be saddened today to think about all the things that people do to feel satisfied and accepted in this old world. In contradiction to Satan's worldly offerings, God's menu is small. It's the black and white TV. It contains one single item, but it's the only thing that's ever going to satisfy you or me completely. That's Jesus Christ. And with him comes peace and happiness and joy and contentment and security in this old world, in the new America. We can own many things and attain many great successes, but without Jesus Christ, these things will mean absolutely nothing. You will never, ever be satisfied, never be fulfilled, and you will never have real joy and peace and contentment apart from Him. A life without Jesus is a miserable life. Knowing this, we must cling to the fact that we will never be disappointed by hungering and thirsting after God. A relationship with Him is intimate and fulfilling, and the more you hunger and thirst for God, the more of Himself He will reveal to you today, and the more He's going to give you. And here's a puzzle or a mystery of sorts. Our thirst for God will open our eyes to an interesting paradox. While we will always yearn for God, we will at the same time experience satisfaction and peace and a sense of completeness and joy in our lives. This is the mystery and the absolute truth about the nature of our relationship to God. While He always is satisfying us, He is also continually increasing our desire and our hunger then for more of Him. When we act on that hunger and thirst for God, you're not going to allow other things to become competition for Him in your life. Is that a problem? Many people misconstrue this God-given desire for Himself as merely a longing for companionship. They direct their yearning to love and be loved toward people and the things that are not of God. And tell me then what happens. You know, Satan always takes advantage. The devil begins to tell us lies, saying, direct your love toward this person or this thing, and they will bring satisfaction into your life. That is a lie. Friend, when we listen carefully to our hearts, God is also speaking. I placed within your heart the desire to love and be loved, He tells us, but I placed them there for you to express that toward me, not someone else. And here's a key. Your relationship with another person will never produce the sense of wholeness that you desire from truly knowing God. And what is more, an increasing intimacy with Jesus Christ conquers any lukewarmness that can exist. When you have a longing in your heart today for God, no one will have to beg you to go to church today. No one will have to plead with you to be baptized. No one will plead with you to tithe to live godly before Him. You will want to do these things. Why? Because you're in love with Jesus Christ, who's fulfilling every longing of your heart. He knows the world cannot satisfy you, and in His great love, He wants to provide you with the very best. That's a big deal to Almighty God. How you doing today? Why don't you tell Him that you want the kind of joy He can provide? You want that peace and contentment. Perhaps you've tried everything and nothing has satisfied you. Ask God today to show you the desire within your heart for Himself. This is the one request that God will never overlook, because it's what He wants for you above everything else in life. He wants to give Himself to you today, and He knows that He can satisfy every longing of your heart. The wisest thing you can do this moment is to tell God you want Him to cleanse your heart and create within you a desire for Him that is so strong that the world loses its appeal. You will find that nothing in this life compares with a hunger and a thirst for the living God. Why not do it today? And finally, today's consumer tip, figuring out a way to stop a spam call's got a couple of ideas. Say, hello, you've reached the prayer hotline. What can I help you with today? And the other one is when they call and the phone to your three-year-old kid or grandkid and say, it's Santa Claus. He wants to know what you want for Christmas. Oh, that'll work every time. And I'm feeling it today. The good news, the really good news, I've made it into my golden years now. And the bad news, there ain't no gold here. I know. We have just too much fun here at the end of the program. Hey, that's it for another day. Got plans for this weekend? Gonna go someplace, do something special? How about church on Sunday? Aha, absolutely. Get the family, get the friends, get the neighbor. Head off to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church this Sunday, or if your services are tomorrow night, then tomorrow night, whatever, all right? I'm so glad you're here. Join me on Facebook, Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I'm going to miss you for the next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. And that's the way it is. Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great weekend.